Obviously, one of the highlights of Parshas Re'e is the opening pasuk, which showcases the power, but also the consequences and the stakes of Bechir Chavshus. There are very few psukim in the Torah which outline Bechir Chavshus as directly and as unequivocally as the beginning of Parshas Re'e, Re'e Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom, Uvacharta Bachayim. This, of course, with the psukim in the end of Parshas Nitzavim, which also talk about Bechir HaChavshis. So in Tafresh Lamed Gimel, the Sfas began by quoting his grandfather, the Chidushi Harim, who, again, showcases the value and the power of Bechir HaChavshis by demonstrating that there's a bracha recited on a daily basis to celebrate, but also to remind ourselves of the power of Bechir HaChavshis. Now, we may not notice it, you and I may not notice it, because the language of the bracha doesn't explicitly address Bechir HaChavshis, freedom of choice. But for the Chidushi Harim, the bracha, which to many seems a bit odd, a bit peculiar, about empowering a rooster or a hen with the ability to discern night and day, Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Vein Laila, for the Chidushi Harim, this is a bracha celebrating the importance and the value of Bechir HaChavshis, Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Vein Laila, just as a chicken or a hen has the capacity to discriminate between day and night, similarly, human beings have the ability to discriminate between right and wrong. He doesn't elaborate on that concept, but it's certainly fascinating that Bechir HaChavshis, which is typically cast as a element of human sophistication, consciousness, ration, moral will, deliberation, these are all the ingredients typically associated with freedom of choice, and they're absent from animal experience. And yet for the Chidushi Harim, it's specifically the animal experience which serves as the basis or template for freedom of choice. And in some way, it reminds us of how fundamental freedom of choice is to the human condition, that it's something which is presented as so native and so innate within human experience that could be paralleled to the instinctive, almost unthinking, croaking or cackling of a chicken or a hen in the morning. That just like those animals instinctively, by rote, welcome the morning through their announcement, similarly, human beings should employ their freedom of choice and author their decisions rather than be swept ineluctably and uncontrollably by life's forces. And if they're not, then they're abdicating a basic identity of human experience the same way a hen that wouldn't, which wouldn't crow in the morning, is abandoning or forfeiting a basic aspect of the life experience of a hen. But the Sfas Emes himself tackles both in Tafresh Lamed Gimel and in a later stage, Tafresh Mem Vav, something a little bit different. As much as Bechir HaChavshis presents as an even and balanced decision-making process between two different routes and two different options, in real time, in human experience, there's an addictive nature to moral failure and an addictive nature to sin. And having sinned, a human being has an even more difficult time rendering decisions, reversing trends and behavioral patterns and cycles of behavior. So how can Bechir HaChavshis be protected for a sinner, for someone who has indulged in flawed decisions? So in Tavreish Lamed Gimel, the Sfas Emes talks about divine interdiction, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu resets the equation and the calculus of Bechir HaChavshis on a daily basis. V'nira ki achar shechote ha'adam mistalekes ha'bechira me'adam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh b'chol yom ma'ase bereishis, and part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refreshing and renewing his world is refreshing and renewing the scales of decision-making process. So even though internally it may seem as if freedom of choice is not absolute in balance, we're inclined or drawn towards our flaws and our failed behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has metaphysically reset those options in our lives, and the recognition of this metaphysical reboot should grant us the courage and perhaps even the ability to reverse these trends and cycles and to shatter these cycles and to choose more wisely. So in Tafresh Lamed Gimel, the Sfas Emes describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu not intervening, because recreating the world afresh every day is not an intervention. It's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's habitual cycle. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has recreated freedom of choice, which is why the Pasuk in Re'eh describes, of course, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us that each day presents a fresh, new, and rebooted and equalized set of choices, despite human failure and the addiction and the ruts which that human failure may create. In Tafresh Memvav, the Sfas Emes described a very different manner for lifting ourselves out of one could call addictive chait activity, which could limit our freedom of choice. And in Tafresh Memvav, the Sfas Emes was highlighting something which Rashi already notes, that even in when the Torah presents this unlimited and balanced freedom of choice, Bechira Chavshis, it's presented in a slanted or tilted fashion. When the Torah describes choosing mitzvos and choosing performance, the Torah writes, Re'e Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Es HaBracha Bracha v'klala, es ha-bracha asher tishmu, as if the Torah is prophesizing or forecasting that we will abide to the Torah's mitzvos, rather than employing the term im, which is the classic term and the term employed in the Tochacha v'chokosai and the Tochacha v'kitavo, reciprocity, tit for tat. If you perform mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide blessing. If you don't, so when the Torah describes proper choices, the Torah writes the term asher. Whereas when the Torah describes a person choosing inappropriate selections, the hakala im lo tishmu, if you choose negatively. So it's already a slanted equation, slanted favorably towards proper decisions. For the Sfas Emes, this slant and imbalance reflects a very, very deep and powerful concept in Chassidus. Every single Jew is born virtuous, and that virtue, that inner integrity, that inner shine can't be tarnished and can't be abdicated, regardless of the level of sin or the degree of misbehavior. Of course, for Chabad, this is enshrined in a metaphysical concept of Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish, that every single person is inspirited with an essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Even those who don't take the extreme verbalization, the extreme articulation of Chabad, Jews are born virtuous, as the Sfas Emes writes in Tafresh Mem Vav, B'nei Yisrael Tov Bi'etzem, inherently Bi'etzem, intrinsically, they're virtuous. V'hachet B'mikra, and sin is just something extrinsic, coincidental, random, but it doesn't define you, doesn't represent you. And this is something which we remind ourselves on a daily basis. I'm skipping a little in this Sfas Emes when we recite Kriya Shema. V'hayam shamarti shvua mitzvasai asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom. So we employ the same term of asher tishmu to our performance of mitzvahs and adherence to Torah. We recite the concept of asher. So no matter how far a person descends into the world of moral failure or religious malfunction, he has to see himself, she has to see herself as essentially virtuous, The chet doesn't define them. That isn't their essence. That isn't their identity. Hence, the return is not a return from a darkened, fallen place. It's just a re-acknowledging of our essence that may not be identifiable through this random cover and camouflage of chet. And what helps a person climb out of that rut of addiction is not, as he discussed in Tafresh Lamed Gimel, the word Hayom that reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates freedom of choice on a daily basis, Re'e Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom, but the employment of the term Anochi. Anochi is reminiscent, Anochi invokes Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Har Sinai. And in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this internal virtue of a Jew because the Jews accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and we were there as a group, even though as individuals we sin as a group, our pristine virtue was still intact. So restoring capable and empowered freedom of choice is not just remembering that on a daily basis Hashem recreates an equal version of freedom of choice, but returning to Anochi, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom, returning to Har Sinai, a moment in which we heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a moment in which the Jewish people as an entity, as a collective entity, were defined as not just virtuous, but a virtue that is unremitting and is irremovable. And even though a person may fall into a world of chet that's only random and extrinsic, and by reciting Kriya Shema on a daily basis, we recite and repeat that phraseology, Asher Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom, Asher Tishmeu El Mitzvos Hashem, which almost winks at us that mitzvah performance is something which has a greater likelihood than Avera malfunction or Avera addiction. So it's interesting how the Sfas Emes, 2 different years, highlights 2 different responses to the same fear, the fear of abdicated freedom of choice. And each response, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine intervention or the recognition that people, though they may sin, they are not sinners, each stems from a different word in this pasuk, whether it stems from the word Hayom, the constant daily renewal, or the word Anochi, which is a tag to Har Sinai when this inherent virtue was first implanted.